Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring a really puzzling cultural contradiction around the institution of marriage.
It is puzzling.
It seems like so many people, especially young people, say they want to get married, but at the same time, they're not really sure what it's for.
Exactly. And that's our mission today. We're diving into some fascinating new research, particularly from Barna, that shows what happens when a fundamental building block of society gets, demoted.
Demoted. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, the data is just so stark. You have Gen Z overwhelmingly saying they value marriage for themselves, but, and this is the key, they're the generation least likely to believe it's important for raising children.
So wait, let me get this straight. It's good for me, but not necessary for kids.
That's the core contradiction we need to unpack.
It feels like a total reframing of the whole thing.
Mm.
The sources we looked at suggest that this all stems from marriage being sort of stripped of its public purpose.
Right.
It's no longer about a societal good. It's been repositioned as a personal self-fulfillment project, or, as one source put it, a lifestyle accessory.
A lifestyle accessory. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. It's something you add on once your own personal happiness project is, complete.
And that's just so radically different from the historical view.
Completely. Historically, marriage wasn't a decoration you put on top of your life. It was a union with a mission. It was the actual foundation.
A mission to do what exactly?
To form the next generation,
mm-hmm.
to anchor the community, to pass down values. The sources are pretty clear that, adult happiness was a wonderful byproduct, but it wasn't the central point. The mission came first.
So is the argument then that once you remove that sense of duty, that mission to something bigger than yourself?
The whole structure starts to wobble.
The whole thing just loses its architecture.
Precisely. If it's only about my personal and often fleeting feelings of happiness, the institution loses the stability it needs to do its job for society.
Yeah.
And that's the confusion in the data. People want the feeling of stability, but they don't want to sign up for the actual stabilizing function.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting for me. If marriage becomes optional or, undefined, what happens downstream? What's the ripple effect?
We're seeing it happen in real time. It's a profound sociological consequence. The source material argues that marriage is really the foundational unit of all human society.
The first building block.
The very first. So if that unit is unstable, everything built on top of it becomes unstable too. Think about trust. The first place a human being learns that the world is reliable is by watching the stable bond between their parents.
Right.
When that's not there, that initial trust gets eroded. And that deficit, it scales up. It becomes a community-wide problem.
So what you're saying is this isn't presented as a moral opinion, but just as
sociology,
as reality.
That's how the sources frame it. And what does it look like for you, the listener? It looks like rising loneliness, which is just rampant in societies with weaker family structures.
And less community connection.
Way less. Less volunteering, less investment in the neighborhood. Mm. The logic is simple. Strong marriages help create secure people, and secure people build strong communities. When you turn marriage into a private negotiation for personal gain, the community loses its anchor.
But here's the fascinating thing. Even with all this confusion, the research shows that the longing for marriage is still, and I'm quoting here, built into the human heart.
Yes. That's the hopeful part. The blueprint is forgotten, but it hasn't been erased.
So we can find it again.
We can recover it.
Mm.
But it means we have to stop treating marriage purely as a reward for successful adults. We have to reconnect it to its mission.
Its mission to the next generation.
To children and the stability of the whole community.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now?
It means this debate isn't really about personal preferences. It's about structure versus chaos. At the end of the day, restoring the purpose of marriage beyond just individual happiness is presented as essential, not just for our own lives, but for the health of the communities we all share.